You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town in our listening region. Today, we're talking with Robert Mitchell, mayor of Tehama, California. Welcome, Mayor Mitchell.
Thank you.
So, Mayor, let's start with a little bit of geography. Where is Tehama located?
Tehama is between Red Bluff and Chico.
Okay. Is that along the I-5 corridor in Northern California?
It is. It's about 5 miles east of I-5.
Okay. So tell me about it. What's the land size, the population, the demographics?
Well, it's a very small town. The population is about 420 people. Area-wise, you're looking at probably 8 blocks by 6 blocks in size. Actually, there's a couple. There's probably, not counting the other side of the tracks, which is a city also, it's probably 10 blocks by 8 blocks.
Now, when you say on the other side of the tracks, there's another city. What's the other city?
It's Tehama.
Okay, so Tehama is divided.
Railroad runs right through. It crosses a river here at Tehama.
Gotcha. What river does it cross?
The Sacramento River.
Okay. What does the name Tehama mean?
Well, I've heard several different things. One of them being an old Indian name for shallow water.
Shallow water?
That's where they would use, one of the places they were able to cross the river.
Gotcha. Is Tehama located in a flood plain?
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. So what's it known for? Agriculture? Anything else?
The surrounding area is mostly orchards. And we get over on the other side of I-5, there's some ranches.
Okay, I understand that.
The whole area is basically agriculture is orchards, walnuts, English walnuts, almonds, pistachios, olives.
Okay. So lots of nuts and olives. I understand there's a nearby Corning plant.
Corning is very big in olives, yeah. They have a processing plant there.
Now, Tehama is located within a volcanic region, isn't it?
Well, it is. Mount Lassen is about 45 miles or 50 miles east of us. Last time it blew was in 1915, I believe it was.
Okay, that's not too long ago.
Say again?
That's not too long ago.
No, it's not. No.
So do you get any reverberations, any rumblings?
Inactive for a long time.
Okay. Any hot springs?
There's some sulfur springs there in Lassen National Park. Pretty bad smelling stuff.
Does that ever drift over into the town? So tell me about the governing structure of your town.
Well, we're one of three cities in Tehama County. Red Bluff, Corning, and Tehama 3 cities. There's a lot of little towns like Vina and Mineral and Dairyville, just small communities.
Well, your town is about, you said, 426. What's the largest town in Tehama County?
Red Bluff.
How big is that compared to yours?
Well, Red Bluff, I believe, is in the neighborhood of 20, a little over 20,000, probably.
Okay, so that's the big town.
Yes, yeah.
And your
that's the county seat now.
Okay.
Tehama used to be the county seat back in the 1800s.
Tehama was around in the 1800s. Why? What established the town?
Well, the two settlers, Toombs and Toms, got Mexican land grants. Toombs is on the other side of the river, Los Molinos. That's another town that's not incorporated like Corny, Red Bluff, and Tehama. And then Tom's had this side of the river, and he laid out the town of Tehama, and it became the county seat. The river boats used to stop here, coming up out of San Francisco and Sacramento. And this was the head of navigation at one point back in the 1800s. Then they dredged it on up to Red Bluff, and Red Bluff was the head of navigation for a short period of time until the railroad came through. And that pretty much put an end to the riverboats.
So your town is sitting right on the Sacramento River. Is there a lot of river activity today?
A lot of canoeing, kayaks, and fishermen and duck hunters.
So, what's your professional background? Why did you run for office?
Well, I did it as a city council person. I was a city councilman for about 11 years, and then I was appointed mayor. I've been the mayor for 23 years.
You've been the mayor for 23 years?
Yes, I have.
So there's no term limits there?
No.
How long you plan to be on the city council and be mayor?
Well, that's hard to say. Keep getting elected by the sitting council members, I guess I'll just keep on doing it.
So how often does that term come around?
Every 2 years.
And your city council, they don't take turns being mayor?
No.
They just elect?
Council member has their own thing they're in charge of, like streets is one person and the parks is another, and animal control is another, and we have an ombudsman. Trees is the biggest one. I'm also in charge of trees.
So you must be doing a good job.
Well, I hope I am, yeah.
How many people are on the city council?
We have 5 members, including me, and then we have a city administrator, And we have a city treasurer, but they're not council people. They're positions.
Gotcha. My guest is Robert Mitchell, mayor of Tehama, California. Mayor Mitchell, when did you move to Tehama? You've been mayor for 23 years. When did you go there, or when did you arrive there, and what brought you there?
Well, I lived in San Jose. Cupertino is a suburb of San Jose. I lived there when I got out of the Navy, and I just didn't like the way it was growing and the crowds and everything. I worked for the post office. So I started looking for a place to move, and I came up to Anderson, California, looking at a bar for sale up there. And on my way back home, I stopped at a little town of Tehama to just go over on the river and check it out. And I seen this town, and I thought, boy, what a neat little city. And I talked to a guy that was had a house right on the river and asked him if he'd be interested in selling it. He said, you know, my daughter lives in Corning, and she's been wanting me to move and move in with her so she can take better care of me. He said, yeah, I might sell it. And he gave me a price, and I agreed to buy it. That was 1971, and I moved up here in 1972.
And got yourself a house on the river.
Yes, sir.
I understand the majority.
Well, I don't have that same house anymore. Here's what happened. It was right by the bridge that crosses the river there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were putting in a new bridge. New bridge was coming right through my front porch.
Oh, wow.
So the eminent domain law took effect, and I had to sell it. But I was able to buy it back and have it moved on the condition I move it within 90 days. So I bought a couple lots down the river, on the river. And I had some house movers move that house. And then I built the house, a new house, on the lot next to that one. Bought two lots. And been here ever since.
Well, I understand the majority of people in Tehama own their home.
They do. I'd say probably 80%.
How's the cost of living there?
Well, it's equivalent to every place else. The grocery store might be a little bit higher because we don't have a grocery store in town. We have to go to Los Molinos, which is right across the river. There's a grocery store over there, and that's where everybody goes to get their groceries if they don't go to the Coronado Red Bluff.
Well, we've got about a minute left. What's your fondest memory about your town?
Oh, boy, I guess the high water when it floods. That's not really a fond memory. It's a memory.
Well, it sounds like you've had quite a number of adventures there.
We've had the river come over the bank probably four or five times since I've lived here, and only twice was it did a lot of flooding for homes. However, we elevated 35 houses here about 12 years ago. Corps of Engineers came in and made a deal for all the homeowners that they would raise their houses if they paid 10.5% of the cost.
About
everybody jumped on that.
Yeah, it sounds like a good deal. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you for your time.
My guest was Robert Mitchell, mayor of Tehama, California.